Leanne Tace nearly lost her home in Monticello last year after she and her husband had both experienced job losses. 3 years ago, they'd fallen behind in mortgage payments when paying her mother's funeral expenses. When she tried to modify her loan, Tace said she played phone tag with GMAC Mortgage, but no one could give her a straight answer. And as it turns out, house payments went up by $500 a month instead of going down. Tace says she, her husband, and five daughters were faced with foreclosure as a result.
There's a great need for better communication between lenders and homeowners, a standard of quality. The lenders should be held accountable so that the homeowners have an opportunity to be treated fairly and objectively and have their voices heard. Thank you.
Tace spoke in a crowded Decatur Civic Center auditorium Saturday. She said the Central Illinois Organizing Project intervened on her family's behalf and negotiated mortgage payments to a level they could afford. The faith-based organization was among those responsible for setting up the Fed's tour of 9 U.S. cities in an effort to revamp the Community Reinvestment Act. Three leaders with the Federal Reserve were also in Decatur, where the CIOP chose to show statistics of massive foreclosures, many the result of adjustable rate or subprime mortgages, with a high percentage of the loans going to minorities or the elderly. But not everyone is blaming the Fed for the current state of affairs. Brad Berry of Decatur was in the audience. He said while banks deserve their share of the blame, he wants to know where the government has been all this time.
Why doesn't Congress take the responsibility for this economic downturn? They're supposed to be watching these institutions. They were supposed to be in the watchdogs and, you know, taking care of us. And to me, I think Congress fell down on the job.
Anna Alvarez-Boyd is the Associate Director for the Fed's Division of Consumer and Community Affairs. She calls Decatur a special case compared to other places she's seen on this tour, cities like Richmond, California, Buffalo, and Cincinnati.
There's a tougher picture for jobs, and then you also have the problem that a lot of programs that we have, it's much more difficult to make them work in rural communities. Low-income housing tax credits have always been difficult. Now it's even harder. And you often have, you know, less capacity in nonprofits in rural communities, and so it makes the stress of this kind of financial crisis even tougher.
Boyd says the Fed needs to continue talking with central Illinois cities like Decatur, where resources are scarce, and there's a need for partnerships with banks like the Federal Reserve Bank of Chicago. And to avoid what happened to people like Leanne Tace, Boyd says lenders need to be better prepared to deal with the large number of loan modifications they're seeing. Political journalist and author William Greider says the Fed is embattled in a way he hasn't seen for generations. But the columnist who delivered Saturday's keynote address says there's reason for optimism that its members will no longer take on the dated image of a secret temple where decisions are made.
The more pressure they get from people, groups like these, the more vulnerable they're going to be to some kind of reform. It may or may not be responsive to all of the complaints these people are making, but it will at least kind of bring the Federal Reserve in out of the cold and say, look, you've got an obligation to the country, not just to the banking system, and you better start acting on it or something more drastic will happen to your status.
Like Brad Berry, Greider says it's time for Congress, as well as President Obama, to step in and exercise more oversight over the Fed. The Central Illinois Organizing Project directed other initiatives at the Fed that it wants taken before Chairman Ben Bernanke. Members want it to give banks an unsatisfactory rating if they support payday lenders who charge annual interest rates of more than 36%, and the CIOP wants the Fed's Board of Governors to support the development of a Consumer Financial Protection Agency. I'm Jeff Bossert, AM 580 News.